4 hospitals in the US are now using machines instead of anaesthetists to sedate patients for simple procedures. It costs around $200, a fraction of what a human could be paid. Good news for hospital administrators, bad news for the highly trained anaesthetist. In fact, it's bad news for anyone who thought that robots only threatened blue-collar, routine-based jobs. Machines have now written news stories, performed legal discovery work, diagnosed lung cancer, landed planes, traded on Wall Street, composed music, and performed mini biopsies. A report from two leading economists found that in the next 20 years, almost half of the jobs in the US are at risk of being automated. It's clear, robots are already taking some of our jobs, and more are under threat. What's less clear is what happens next. And that's what this week's inquiry is all about. What will happen when robots take our jobs?